the home of the hits since 2008.
It's Bonfire.
Brian McKnight.
John Legend.
This is her.
Robin Thicke.
Monica.
Fresh FM 102.9.
Alrighty, so time is exactly 8:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. As we promised earlier on, we've been actually kind of hinting at this interview for the past hour and a half or so, right? We are having a very interesting conversation today with a team from Learn on One and obviously the Film Commission as well. And today we are having the, gotta say it right, the Ruke
Kakunga.
They must say your surname right this time around.
Yes, you did.
I tried. Well so, yeah, Ruke is the Learn on One brand manager, and she's basically joining us in the studio to talk about the latest or their latest initiative, The Power of We. If it's your first time hearing about this, it might be for a lot of you, but we're about to learn something very interesting about this youth film competition. And then also joining us online is her accomplished filmmaker and one of the competition's esteemed judges, the Esther Beekers, that has also been on Fresh Breakfast. Good morning. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning, ladies. How's it going?
Good, good, man. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm always happy to talk to you, Shaquan, and then have NSK.
And NSK. Yeah, yeah. He's here in the background. Don't worry. He can hear you. Alrighty. So, Ruke, welcome, welcome to Fresh Breakfast. Thank you so much for being here. Perhaps we can start with you, right? And maybe you can just shine some light on the inspiration behind Learn on One partnering with the Mosaic Film Experience, all right? And also, what do you hope this collaboration is going to achieve for anyone who's listening right now who's going to be interested and interested enough to actually even participate in this competition?
So for Learn on One, like I always say, the core of our existence is providing Namibian learners with quality supplementary education. But that's not all we do. We also really believe in providing them with holistic youth development opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
So having the Mosaic Film Experience reach out to us directly and present this collaboration opportunity was just a brilliant opportunity for us, and we had to jump on immediately because we really see it as an opportunity to help young Namibians develop their storytelling skills, to help them even just give them a platform to eventually springboard a career, a potential career in filmmaking. So we are really, really excited, and we hope that the teenagers that we are targeting will get into this project and take the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. You say teenagers. What are the ages that you're actually looking at?
So we are targeting high school learners, likely most likely high school learners, but 13 to 18.
Okay.
13 to 18 is the target group. They must be in school. Yes. That is just one of the rules that we have. So if you are 13 to 18, and if you are in school, whether you are 13 and you are in primary school, or you know you are in high school, you can enter.
You can enter. Yes. Okay. So you know what, Esther? Let me direct this next question to you. All right. As someone that has been in the film space for as long as you have, and someone that has really built a name for herself, given obviously you were given a different platform, right? How did that change your life?
Honestly, because at first when I started out, I was really just winging it, and I was just trying to fight. And I didn't. I was very blessed to have very supportive family members, but I know most people really aren't. But really, getting this kind of help, this kind of support, this kind of guidance, honestly, just took what I learned in the field and help me kind of solidify my knowledge and give me a little bit more direction with where I was going in my career.
And also, why did you just decide for yourself, obviously answering the call from Ruke and the team, to become a judge on this competition itself? What exactly is it that prompted you to be a part of the initiative, but also what is it the one thing that you're looking for?
I'm sorry, it was breaking up a little bit, but if I heard you correctly, the question, what prompted me to be a part of this initiative?
Yes, to be a part of the initiative, and then also, what is the one thing that you are looking for in the young aspiring filmmakers in Namibia through this competition?
I think what prompted me was just saying that I wish I had someone there, or I wish I had something similar like this when I was in high school. I was 16 years old when I actually first got into the industry. I was doing makeup for my friend. She had a music video, and that's how I got into it. And so when Rukia came to me with this opportunity, I said, wow, I mean, I love the idea of being able to be the person that I wish I had when I was in that age. And I think, you know, it's the right time to get filmmakers involved, to get them to see if this is really what they want to do. So I'm really super grateful that I get to be part of shaping and giving a platform to people that are just starting out. The second question was, what am I looking for? I think just passion, you know, someone that is hungry, that's going out of their way, someone that is really, you know, putting in the effort, putting in the work, and that it shows, you know, it shows that, because we've got all of these resources online. We've got YouTube, we've got our phones, we've got TikTok editing apps, we've got everything we have in our pockets. So really just looking for someone that knows how to use the tools that they have to their advantage. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? This actually reminds me of a conversation that we had a few days ago, ladies. So on the show, NSK and I were talking about, like, you know, what careers do you want your kids to get into, right? Versus what the kids actually want for themselves. And obviously the way that we were raised, our parents would be like, okay, you need to be a doctor, you need to be a teacher, you need to be a policeman or whatever it is, because there's security in those jobs, right? But now, Esther, was that the same situation for you when you actually told your parents that you wanted to be in this film, creative media space? Was it also a thing of, I'm not sure you're going to get paid enough money there? Like, were your parents actually supportive of it?
Funny story, Shaquan. Yeah. I remember, because growing up, my father always used to say, you can do anything you want to do, you can be anything you want to be in life. You know, he always encouraged me. And then the one day I went to him and I was like, Dad, I want to be a dancer. And he was like, no, not that.
not that one.
Anything, but not that.
Yes.
I think so with my parents, what they said to me was, if I'm going to do this film thing, then I better do it, you know, and I better do it at the highest level, and I should work hard and do well.
Yeah.
I mean, don't go into it if you're going to be doing it half-heartedly. Then you might as well just go follow the normal path, go to university, do the normal thing, become a doctor, a teacher, whatever, you know, the cultural and creative industries. Especially in Namibia, the path is not clear, and we're all kind of figuring it out as we go. So,
And you know, that has changed so much, man, because so many people have really successful careers, like, you know, Esther herself being the chairperson of the Namibian Film Commission. Now, Ruke, back to you, hey. I just really wanted to know, why was it so important for Learn and One to jump on this idea when the Mosaic Film Experience team actually approached you? And how does it just align with the core values that you have as an organization, as Learn and One?
Well, we've seen when the Mosaic Film Experience approached us, we obviously also did our research into their work and what they are doing over in the States. And it's amazing. You know, the stories, the impact of the project has been amazing over there. The youngsters, they have really embraced it, and they put out amazing project, great short films that you can even check out. You know, anyone who's listening who has a teenager that's interested, just check them out on YouTube, Mosaic Film Experience. It's so incredible. So we had to align ourselves with it, because as you remember, we even had another project that we did earlier in the year with NAST, the script writing competition. So we're looking to get just into spaces where we can collaborate with like-minded organizations that are also involved in holistic youth development that I mentioned earlier, and just giving youngsters in Namibia opportunities to thrive in spaces that are not necessarily, like you said, you know, the traditional spaces, in any type of space. We want to give them the academics, but we also want to help them with their creative side, and, you know, just give them that holistic foundation that they may be able to finish grade 12 or AS or grade 11 and know that I have so many opportunities to choose from, you know. I'm
not limited.
I'm not just limited to one area. And even if I don't have necessarily maybe the support that I need, there are platforms that I can go to. There are other projects that are available out there that I can tap into.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. All right, now let's talk about this powerful theme, guys. The power of we, okay? Now, obviously, this is with a focus on teamwork and collaboration, from my understanding, right? Mm. But why were this specific themes chosen, and what message do you hope that young filmmakers will convey just through their interpretations of these concepts?
So Mosaic has a different theme every year for their for their American competition. So when they brought the competition to us, they put the ball in our court and said, Lennon One, we are giving you the opportunity to choose the theme for your country. So we did we engaged a few learners. We engaged a few learners within the same age bracket that we are targeting to just find out, you know, what's clicking with them, you know, what are they interested in, and we came up with this theme, especially also given our core values and our space that we are in right now as Lennon One. We are involved in a lot of collaboration, a lot of teamwork with other organizations, so we thought it's really just a perfect theme to tap into, to also help learners, because I know, as a parent myself, I know learners go through a lot in schools, and I've learned that being in sports, for example, where they are operating in teams, it really helps them to grow. It really builds their confidence. It really builds, you know, just their whole perception of self. So I think teamwork and collaboration is really perfect to just help the learners work together, tell their stories together, and figure out ways to be creative together, and not necessarily be in a group and engaging in unproductive activities. Being in a group and doing something so exciting like this, I think it's just perfect, especially within the age of TikTok, like Esther said earlier, TikTok, social media, everything. We know our children are natural creators. The things that they come up with is brilliant. So imagine what they could do together.
Come on. So Esther, over to you. Perhaps, you know, any final words to you, just to encourage any just parents who are listening right now that might be a little bit apprehensive of trying to tap into this world. What if my child actually taps into the world? What if they're actually good at it, but this is not what I want for them? But just to encourage the parents so that they can also relay this message to their kids as well, what would you say to them right now?
Wow, that's a hard one, because I'm not a parent myself. However, I would probably say hold their hand, figure out, learn about the industry, learn about what are the possibilities with regards to their careers. I think it's important for parents to also do their own research, to look deeper into it, to look into how even the future of our country could possibly fall on this. If we look now, our president has put a very strong focus on the cultural and creative industry.
That's true.
So it's a really good time for us as Namibians to also encourage our children to get involved. So I think it's just really do the research, really look into what are the opportunities out there, what are the success stories out there, and then also what are the trends in the country, like where are we going as Namibia, and how can we make sure that our children are, we future-proof our children, that they can be ready for the change when it's their turn. Yeah.
So Rukay, from your side, thank you so much, Esther. So from your side, we understand what the theme is, the power of we, teamwork and collaboration, right? But then also, can you maybe just give us a little bit more information in terms of prices that are also just up for grabs? And we did say that there's kids from 13 to 18, right?
Yes.
So prices, and then also just where we can reach you for more information in this regard.
So we have amazing prizes for those that come up at the top. The first prize is 2,000 Namibian dollars.
Okay.
And then the second prize is 1,500 Namibian dollars. We also have a People's Choice Award, 1,500 Namibian dollars.
Okay.
And not to forget the third prize as well. The third winner gets 1,000 Namibian dollars. So, yeah, these...
Yeah.
It's a lot of money available.
And
a lot to be excited about.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage the teens to really just embrace this opportunity and to shoot their shot. Literally shoot their shot. It's just takes a mobile phone. As long as you have access to a mobile phone, it doesn't have to be your own. It can be your mother's. It can be a caretaker's.
Mm.
You shoot a 3-minute video on that phone. Just make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Learn on One NAM.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away tips and tricks every single day of, you know, how you can shoot your film.
Yeah, yeah.
What can you look for? How can you tell a story through your short film?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say finally, don't overthink it. Look around you for inspiration. There's stories everywhere to be told.
That's true. That's true.
So, yeah. And then finally, for more information, you can go to learnonone.org/content.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the competition rules there.
Okay.
And we even have a link to how to literally submit your video once you are done recording it.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. So we'll also be sure to share all those links with you on our WhatsApp line as well. It is 083-0001-029. But for now, Ruke and Esther, thank you so much for your time. We see the work
thank
that you're doing with Learn and One and the Namibia Film Commission. And yeah, we'll be in the know and just, you know, we'll let the people know how they can shoot their shot. Do you see what Ruke did there?
Thank you so much.
She's speaking their language. Esther, thank you so much for your time, hey?
Thank you, Shaquan. Thank you so much, Ruke.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.